B105 with the B105 Buzz brought to you by East Central Energy. What do we got today, Lauren?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about the weather because, you know, I was getting a little nervous. It was very hot recently and whatnot, which is good. But it looks like we have rain chances for most of the week today. Or most of the week today. Most of the week this week.
Well, we need it, right?
Yeah, we definitely need it. Still going to be warm, though. Looking like upper 70s, low 80s. So that's good. But definitely keep it in mind about the storms. Because at least I've noticed this in Cloquet, and it could totally be in my brain. But, like, it'll be sunny 1 minute, and I'll, like, go on a walk, and then I'll see a cloud. And then, like, 2 minutes later, hailing, raining. So.
That's the black cloud that follows you.
Yeah.
You know, I swear there is one that follows me around.
Well, it's all about your mindset.
I know. That's what they say.
Yep. And I like rain, so I welcome it, but I just, you know.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
We need the rain, you know. We have wildfires and stuff going on. Okay, tomorrow is when the DNR switch to the new electronic licensing system happens in Minnesota. So it's going to be at tomorrow, June 9th. So today it's still down. You can fish for free still today. But that's if everything goes well. It'll be up tomorrow.
Okay, well, fingers crossed.
I mean, it is the government. So we'll see what happens with that. Don't
worry. Not touching that.
No, they're not
going to come. In case they're listening.
Minnesota DNR is always looking for me. I'll tell you what, I'm on there.
Okay, there's a story there.
I'm on their list. Okay, anyway, that's your B105 Buzz. Drunk on a plane with Dierks Bentley, B105, Lauren's Country Lowdown. What's happening?
So Friday, opened my eyes and saw that Florida Georgia Line did a surprise reunion. So we knew they were going to do something. They were teasing a set at Spotify House, and they changed their Facebook picture for the first time in forever. But this actually gave me chills. So Thursday night, Nissan Stadium. They appeared, and the guy who says, "Let's get ready to rumble," you know, I think it's WWE.
Yeah.
He introduced them, and Tyler was on one side of the stadium, Brian was on the other, and then they like walked through the crowd and met in the middle. So it's their first public appearance in 4 years. Last was the Minnesota State Fair in August of 2022. And they said, "We have three things we want to say tonight. First of all, God is good. Second of all, life is short. And the third thing was, your boys are back."
Okay.
So they sang Round Here and Cruise. And then Friday they shared video of the two in Nashville saying the boys are back. So, you know, I will say, because they've been spotted a lot together, we knew that a reunion was going to happen at some point. But I believed them when they were like, not right now, we're just building a friendship, maybe in 2027. Like, I bought into that. Mm. So I feel like it was a lie.
Well, hopefully they've put all their past problems behind them and... You know?
Yeah.
It was like Brooks and Dunn. They split up for a while and then realized they were better together.
Yep. So we will talk more things CMA Fest next hour. But want to mention this. Morgan Wallen is gearing up for his new era because he changed his Instagram bio. It used to be stilltheproblem.com, which is, you know, promoting his tour and his album. And now it's just morganwallen.com. And then he shared a little snippet of a new song. Okay. I sent it to you, but I don't know if...
I don't have my email up.
Well... It's a very upbeat song.
Give me a heads up on that.
Yeah, no, I forgot.
Next hour, I'll play. Yeah, how about that?
Sorry, okay. I forgot. I sent it to you in an email. But his last album was literally in May of 2025, so he's just cranking out the music. And his final show's in August for this current tour, so that makes sense. And so we'll see what happens. And then Chris Young is releasing new music. He has a new song with Breland out this Friday. He's releasing the deluxe edition of his latest album, I Didn't Come Here to Leave. And so that song's going to be on there. I did not write down what the song was called. That was a fail. We're both just flopping right now. It's Monday morning. Well, I sent you an email with the clip, but I forgot to tell you so.
How was that? I've got to authenticate to even get into it.
Well, I thought that you were already logged in. That was my bad. My bad.
No, they're okay. We'll have it all ironed out by next hour.
Yeah, the Breland song with Chris Young is If You're Lucky. Usually we're more organized. But yeah, that was my bad. I forgot to tell you.
It's all right. We'll dock your pay. Morgan Wallen and 20 cigarettes next on B105 and the 710 Laugh Off. Here we go, Lauren.
Should I go first?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Why did the farmer decide to try a career in music? He had a ton of sick beats.
Sick beats. Funny. You like beats?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
They're not, like, I don't reach for them or, like, order them, but.
Yeah. Do you buy a lot of vegetables?
Yeah, I do.
That's good for you.
I do. And fruit.
That's good for you. I buy a lot of meat and cheese.
I got to balance out the fried food I eat, you know?
French fries, right? Yeah. Hey, Lauren, you know, fever is the top of the list of the worst symptoms for illness. Well, constipation is a solid number two.
Wow. I love that that's the joke you laughed at to yourself. I really do. I love it.
We got this one. Who sent this one in? Joey sent this one in, I think. Yeah, okay. Check this one out.
Every fortune teller I've ever met is either incredibly depressing or way too enthusiastic. As it's so hard to find a happy medium.
It's cute.
That's a good one for you because you like seeing psychics and mediums and fortune tellers.
I do, yeah. Although sometimes when life gets like too real, I don't want to know. You know what I mean?
Better off to just hide in your head in the sand, right?
Yeah, like when I interviewed Teresa Caputo, I'm like, let's not talk about anything.
I get nervous around them. It's like, what if they tell me something I didn't know and then I'm like freaking out about it?
Yeah,
I get
exactly.
really nervous.
I know, same. But, so, just saying.
Okay. This has been a psychic minute here. Psychic 710 Laugh Off on B105.
And Lauren, it's 720, and we got half a minute to win it. So, we need you to call up to win Minnesota Country Club Festival. Now, tell us about that, Lauren.
Yeah. So, we just heard from Jessie Murph. She's going to be there. The Red Clay Strays are headlining. It's a two-night festival in St. Paul, July 10th and 11th. Stephen Wilson Jr., Sons of Habit, who opened for Dustin Lynch.
Oh, yeah, I remember them, yeah.
And Scotty McCreery. So it's an amazing lineup. You can see it all at MinnesotaCountryClubFest.com. But that's going to be our prize today.
A pair of tickets right now.
Yep, which is a huge prize. So.
Okay, and it's coming up soon, too.
Yeah, it's coming up next month.
All right. Very neat. 727-B105, 727-2105 to play half a minute to win it. Call now. You can win these Minnesota Country Club Music Festival tickets. So good luck. We'll take caller five to start. Thomas Rhett, what's your turning at 7:23? We've got tickets to the Minnesota Country Club Festival, right?
Yes, we do.
So, and some of the artists going to be there include, I know Stephen Wilson Smith's going to be there, right? Mm-hmm. Junior? Stephen Wilson Jr.
Yeah, Stephen Wilson Jr.
I always get him Stephen A. Smith and Stephen Wilson Jr., even though I love Stephen Wilson Jr., I always get those names messed up. Anyway. And then Cole Wetzel and a bunch more, Sons of Habit and Red Clay Strays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be great. Okay, so let's go to the phone and see who we're going to play with here for tickets. Hello, B105. Who's this?
This is Daly.
Daly, okay. We've got this category for you today. You got to name five things you'd bring to a picnic this summer, and you have 30 seconds to do that. So five things you'd bring to a picnic.
All right, and are they on a list, or am I just guessing wild?
You're just guessing wild. You're just coming up with five things you'd bring on a picnic.
All right, well, I'm ready when you are.
You're right. Go for it.
All right, a picnic blanket, a basket for silverware, some fruit, some forks, and a tablecloth.
Okay, very good. You didn't bring any food, though.
There was a lot of random things thrown in there, but you're not wrong, so...
Yes, I forgot the food, though.
I guess you did say food. Okay, sorry, but you had, like, silverware twice, but that's all right. We'll go with it. Yeah.
You can bring two different sets, you know?
Congratulations. You got tickets to the Minnesota Country Club Festival.
Well, thank you very much.
We're going to do this again tomorrow?
Yep. We're going to do it tomorrow, for sure Wednesday. And then Thursday, we have zoo tickets.
Oh, okay. Cool. Lots of fun stuff going on this week. It's Monday. We're up and we're at it. We're going to look at your weather forecast. It's kind of a rainy week, but we need the rain, right? So we'll talk to Rusty from Fox 21 next on B105.
Joining us on the Breakfast Club this morning, a very special guest, Emily Ann Roberts, is talking to us. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. It's so good to talk with you.
So excited to be able to talk to you. We're all just so excited to have you coming to the Minnesota Discovery Center. I just saw on social media that you were in Hawaii doing a show.
Yes, we just got home from Hawaii, and I never dreamed that I'd get to play a show in Hawaii, let alone just even go there. That's been a bucket list place to travel to and experience, and the show was incredible. And so I'm just like pinching myself constantly with my life. And all the places that music has taken me.
You're also fresh off the ACMs. How was that?
Oh my gosh, the ACMs were incredible. Nobody could tell me nothing. I was just on like cloud nine. I was nominated for my very first ACM this year, and that was a win in and of itself, just to even be considered. It was really neat for my first experience to just be like a date night with my husband. Since I didn't win the award, we were just there hanging and supporting. And that was really, really cool. And I think that it like gave me a little taste of it, just enough for me to work my butt off even harder to go back and win something next year.
Do you have, when you know like these awards are going to come out or whatever, like are you watching the nominations or are you just like pretending they're not happening? Because I feel like I would try to not pay attention to it, but obviously, you know, it's a big deal in country music. So what is your take on that?
Well, I always watch and see, but not necessarily for me because I'm so new to kind of being in the running for this kind of thing. But I love country music and I'm such a big fan. And so I'm always watching it like a hawk because I'm so curious, you know, who's nominated for what and what's going on in the genre. I knew this time around from my team that I had a shot, you know, to be in the running. And so we were watching it like crazy. We sat around and like had the video cameras out to get my reaction in case I was actually nominated this year. And we were able to capture that moment on video and record me telling my mom and dad and my sister. So it was really special this year to be able to experience that with my team and my family.
Dave.
Well, I would tell folks to expect to have a lot of fun and expect to hear country freaking music. You know, my first record was called Can't Hide Country, and you can tell as soon as I open up my mouth what I am about. I grew up in East Tennessee, and so my music has a little touch of Appalachian to it, and I love to kind of have a little nod to traditional country and my roots in the music that I make. And so if they haven't heard any of it, then that's a little bit about my style. But as far as, you know, the songs that I sing and the show that I bring, we've got an incredible band. And our goal every time we get on stage is just to put on the best show we can and give people an opportunity to kind of let go of everything going on in their life for a little bit and have fun. And so that's what we're going to show up ready to do. And hopefully people show up ready to have fun with us because it's going to be a really great time.
I also asked our fans, do you have any questions for Emily Ann Roberts? Ashley is a big fan. She says she wants to know what inspires you.
Well, I'm inspired by all kinds of different stuff. I would say my relationship with my husband inspires me so much. He is the best thing that has ever happened to me. His perspective on life is so different than mine. My emotions are usually like a roller coaster, and he is so steady and so reliable. And I'm very inspired by his outlook on life and his faith. The garden inspires me so much. I'm a big gardener, and I love getting outside and getting in the dirt and sowing seeds, and I get so much inspiration being outside. And then I would have to say my family inspires me so much. I was so blessed to have a wonderful family, and even the crazy folks in my family inspire me. Honey, you can get inspiration from good, bad, and the ugly. And in country music, there is room for all of it.
The Minnesota Discovery Center, where you're going to be playing, they chimed in. They have a question. They want to know what your favorite song is to perform live and if you're going to be performing that when you come to Minnesota.
I have to say my favorite song to perform live right now is my song, Whipped. And it is so much fun to see the girls and the guys singing W-H-I-P-P-E-D back to me. Oh my gosh. And the little girls will make signs and say, my daddy's whipped. And I'm like, I'm raising up either an incredible generation or a bunch of monsters. You know, I don't know. Time will tell. But that has to be my favorite song to perform live.
Well, we're so excited to see you at the Minnesota Discovery Center June 11th. We cannot wait. We love country music here, and we're just so excited. When this was announced, everybody was freaking out. So we're counting down the minutes, and we just can't wait.
Oh, well, I can't wait either. We are going to have so much fun with y'all.
B105. So, yeah, we got rain this week. You know, we just heard from Rusty. Shower, storms likely today. Mm-hmm. 71 tonight, tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's going to be patchy fog and then cloudy to sunny, but kind of a wet week. And I think I'm the one you can thank for that because this is the week that my painters are supposed to start painting the house.
Of course it is, yep.
It's supposed to start today, and now it's not going to start to maybe next week now, it's looking like.
That's a bummer, yeah, because it's rain every single day now.
So that's one way we get spring rain or summer, you know,
that's
we need
crazy.
It. I'll just get a contractor. So.
And it honestly even looks like rain chances next week, too, which that's far out, but
right.
I'd rather rain for grandmas than, like, really hot, so we'll see what happens. Saturday was so hot, and I was out at the meat truck at the Menards in Superior.
Just hearing you say that.
And I was like, it's not going to be super hot.
It was.
I got sunburned. Like, it was roasting. Everything was shutting down because it was overheating.
On your stuff?
Yeah, like my phone overheated and it had to cool down for like an hour. So I was holding it up to the air conditioning in the beach truck. So if you saw me frazzled on Saturday, I had fun though.
Well, that's good.
Beautiful day.
And then yesterday in Superior, it was like 51 degrees.
It was so cold.
I know. I rode my motorcycle into town and I'm coming down and pretty much when I hit downtown Proctor.
Yeah.
It was not even on the outskirts of Proctor, but when I got inside of Proctor, it was like all of a sudden like, oh my gosh. It's freezing.
It was freezing.
Yeah, it's June in the North.
Hey, y'all, it's Megan Maroney.
Your chance to experience Megan Maroney in Music City is happening right now.
630
on the B105 app. 630 for Megan Maroney to see her. B105 and Tucker Wetmore, Brunette. It's the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. So this is, 4th of July is coming up. So fireworks season is here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've already heard fireworks going off yet. Right.
No, I haven't. Once in a while, I feel like people just light them off at like random times, but no, I haven't.
Drivers on the stretch of I-75 got quite the display Saturday night. A pickup truck and box trailer carrying a whole load of fireworks caught fire, and the fireworks shot everywhere. Both of the lanes were shut down. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but look at that.
I mean, oh my gosh.
The interstate just exploded with fireworks. So a little early for that on that.
A little early. Glad nobody was hurt, though. That's scary.
Oh, man. Like, search it. You'll find it. It's everywhere.
I mean, it looks like a fireworks show, but obviously it's not good.
With a truck that's going to be totaled out after that. Reminds us of the back in the 80s when the barge blew up in the Duluth Harbor for the fireworks show. You ever see that one?
No.
There's an old YouTube.
No, I've not even heard of that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was out there, and they have them out in the. Something went wrong, and it started on fire, and the whole thing exploded, and it was on the news and everything. It's pretty crazy.
I missed that. Yeah. When was that?
I was back in the 80s. So before you were born.
All right. So I was like, do I need to feel bad?
No.
Okay, I'm good.
It's a long time ago. Okay, Keith Urban, who would want? Derek's 5150 on B105, Northland's number one for New Country. We will see you later. You have a terrific day, Lauren.
Have a great day.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Got a lot of fun stuff going on Tuesday.
Ken's Weird News.
That's only part of it.
Okay.
We also have Minnesota Country Club Festival tickets again tomorrow.
Yes, we do. 7:20, half a minute to win it. Okay.